This is Dr. Ali dictating history physical patient name PAROL parole Rosalie ROSALIE date of birth 8/19/1938 date of service 4/26/2023 history and physical history of present illness. It's a 84-year-old female. She was admitted to John Hopkins Hospital. She presented to the hospital with generalized weakness and shortness of breath. Patient has a cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction of 25% to 30%. Recently, she was prescribed Lasix by her PCP because of depressed ejection fraction. And patient presented with a dyspnea. Patient was admitted to the PCU, started on IV Lasix. Patient has atrial fibrillation and flutter. She underwent a TEE cardioversion on April 20th, successfully converted to normal sinus rhythm. Patient was maintained on Xarelto, 15 milligram daily, after discussion with her son. Patient also has a poor kidney function. She was monitored for that. Also reported to have hyperkalemia and type 4 renal tubular acidosis. She has a previous renal cell cancer status post nephrectomy in 2009. Patient has indwelling Foley catheter and has been followed by urologist. Patient was managed for CHF in the hospital. After stabilization, physical therapy done, and patient was requested to go subacute rehab for deconditioning. Today, when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, and she is having good urine output, and she has a good appetite. Yesterday, she did not eat properly, she said, but today she ate well, no vomiting. Past medical history, number one, cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction 25 to 30%. AFib, A-flutter, and Xarelto, history of PE and DVT, CKD, type 4 RTA, nephrectomy. And GERD. Current medication, Coreg, 6.25 mg BID, ferrocerfate 325 mg daily, low calma, 10 gram daily for hyperkalemia, Lasix 40 milligram daily. Lantus insulin 8 units. Every evening, melatonin 10 milligram at night, and Xarelto 15 milligram daily, as I mentioned. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Other history included on the review of the chart: arthritis, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, hyperlipidemia, obesity, left nephrectomy, as I mentioned, in 2009. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. And the son, he's involved in the care. The reward system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no urination, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, bilateral leg edema, neuro, no syncope, physical exam. She's awake, alert, oriented time 3, blood pressure ranges today from 143.78 up to 160/85, pulse 78, temperature 8.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 98%. Head data, metacnomohelic, eyes and ectaric, no urine discharge, throat clear, neck supple, chest and tender, lungs, decreased breath on the basis, heart, SMS2 irregular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sounds positive, extremities, bilateral edema noted, 1+ spitting. Neuro, she's awake, alert, unit M3, she has ambulatory dysfunction, feeling weak. Assessment, patient is admitted with a deconditioning. Recent CHF exacerbation, number 2, CKD. Number 3, atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter, status post cardioversion. Number 5, hyperkalemia. Number 6, history of renal cell carcinoma, status post left nephrectomy, iron deficiency anemia, urinary retention requiring Foley catheter, treated the course of UTI in the hospital. Antibiotic completed. Plan of care will continue all her current medication. I will check fingers to QSC, QHS, lidocaine coverage with Humalog. We'll also check hemoglobin A1C level. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff. Also with the patient's son who's at the bedside. Thank you.